Recording.
Welcome to Vital Talk, discussions on technology presented by Vital Tech. I'm Scott Rood, joined by the founder of Vital Tech, Sean Metalli. Our topic today, incident response, as it pertains to technology, when there's an incident, how do you respond? Sean, how would you define incident response?
So incident response is basically the actions that a team takes in the event that a cybersecurity breach happens. So a breach happens usually due to a vulnerability, either with the technical equipment or a user. But you know, once that breach happens, what does that? What are the actions and steps that that team takes?
And as you mentioned, there's a team. It's not just the technical end. It brings in a variety of different departments from a company.
Yeah, then the team exists more of just IT. A lot of people, a lot of owners, COOs, office managers, whoever our contacts are, tend to rely heavily on IT as they should. But it's not just the IT team that needs to take action in the event of an incident. So, for example, HR might need to get involved if there's a disgruntled employee who took data and made it publicly available. Legal then might need to get involved as well, especially if you're regulated by PHI or HIPAA or something like that. SEC, if you're a financial company. Accounting might have to get involved if the breach involves transferring funds somewhere. So it's a group of people that need to have sort of a collective understanding of the type of incidents that can happen and what steps, each individual should take in the event that the incident happens as it pertains to, their particular role in the company.
Companies, obviously, if they outsource as we do with our partners and clients, you want to have trust, not only that your IT department is going to solve or prevent issues, but when it does have to, when an incident occurs, that there is a process in mind. As for Vital, we subscribe to Stan's six-step philosophy that's been in place for roughly 5 years now, and the first step being preparation.
Yeah, preparation is as simple as just training and making users aware. So it's not even users, sorry, the parties involved with the plan aware of the what's happening and what steps they need to take. So go through the process. Obviously, if someone transferred funds, IT can scan the environment, look for viruses, check the dark web to make sure that information doesn't exist out there. But the majority of the involvement in the rest of the actions that you take is going to be involved on the financial side, calling, canceling credit cards, checking bank statements, things like that. So there's the training and just kind of awareness of the different situations. And that's what's the biggest part of preparation.
If an incident occurs, recognizing that we have a problem in general is important, which leads us to number two, identification.
Yeah, so make sure that there is an actual problem. Did funds actually get transferred? Is our files actually encrypted? Did somebody click something and did it actually, take action, malicious action on the environment or somehow within the company? So you just, again, work with the different parties of the team to validate that.
To prevent an incident from spreading, getting worse, you need to quarantine the problem after recognition, and that's containment.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's the quarantining of the files. So I have a little drawing that might just kind of help with this. So for example, if a group of users clicked and they were the ones that downloaded the virus and their files were encrypted, maybe they only accessed part of this file server, not the whole thing. You can kind of quarantine just those files or that those groups of computers and let everybody else continue running and just keep it contained. So disconnect those computers from the environment, remove those files from being shared on the server and prevent it from further spreading, as you just said.
Once contained, you want to resolve the problem and eradicate.
Yeah, so same thing in this scenario here. Take these two red circles and just completely remove them from this drawing. Get them out of there. Remove them from the environment temporarily until you can take the next step.
Once the incident is completed and fixed and resolved, recovery is an essential step.
Yeah, so recovering from the situation on the technical side, it can mean a whole lot of things, right? It could mean something as simple as just scanning that one computer that had the virus, cleaning it, making sure it's okay, and getting it back in front of the user that uses that computer so that they can, he or she can work. If the whole environment has issues, obviously the steps are a lot more involved there, but you just have to, you know, involve your backups, involve storage on your SAN, restore everything, test it out beforehand, run an additional scan just to make sure that it's still not infected, and then put it back into production.
Whether it's the company or its employees, the technical end, or anyone a part of this incident response team, there's a lot of lessons that can be learned through the process.
Yeah, and that's where I really like using this drawing again for that. So it's identifying what happened. So there's all these hackers, people that create malicious emails and do malicious things, you know, for that matter. Those exist in the internet. You can't really control those. But what actions did they take? Did they send an email or did they just run a DDoS attack on the router? Do you have intrusion? Can you prevent it basically, such as using DDoS software, intrusion prevention, setting up different access rules, or is it just as simple as a security update on that router that you should have ran? Or did it happen more on the inside? Did someone actually click something that was an email in the environment, or credentials breach, in which case, you know, you can just update the antivirus or you can implement an advanced threat protection or sort of an advanced email security solution.
For a more comprehensive assessment for technical incident responses, we have a podcast on VinylTechSolutions.com for incident response, as well as a blog. Another segment that we have released this summer is cybersecurity, which is more of the concept rather than this incident response process. Sean, thank you for the time. Thank you for listening. And be sure to check out VinylTechSolutions.com for any of your content series.
Thanks again for having me. That was good?
Yeah, that was clean. That was so good. I mean,